This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Major Garrett joining us live here on CCO. Major, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
It's my regular Friday appearance. I would not miss it.
I know a lesser man would have said, talk to the morning news anchor at WCCO, hard pass. But
no, I want to keep it in the family, for goodness sake.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now we're now streaming, by the way, on CBS News.
Yes. So
they added three letters to the CBS N, which... How many meetings do you think that took?
It took about 700 meetings, 1,400 memos, and then probably 6.5 months of HR intervention, even though HR's got nothing to do with it.
They have cracked it. We're set now. That's CBS. And I could never be a news executive. Do you think you could? Wouldn't you lose your mind? You're like, are
yes,
we
would,
still
yes.
talking about this? Who
yes,
cares?
Yes, exactly. As if you were unsure what the N stood for.
They didn't. No one knew. They did extensive study. CBS N?
Yes.
I'm intrigued, but I'm not sure. What if we called it CBS News? I'm in.
Wow. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes. But the important thing is,
yes,
in our industry, streaming is where the audience can be found, a new audience can be found, 100%. Because I know from my three children, the youngest is 21, the oldest is 27, they've never watched me on CBS television.
Right.
Never. Never. Even though as they were all going through college, it was financially important for them.
Well, yeah, don't they know who's paying the bills? My kids get mad if I watch some other channel. They're like, what are you watching that for? I'm like, jeez. My kids are a couple of media critics, though. I will tell you, they watch the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell most nights on TV in our kitchen. And they have feedback, let's just say. There are certain, sometimes it's about the set or and you're looking at this stuff and you're like, please don't go into television. Just please keep your criticism here in the kitchen. I want you to have a better career than this.
Yes, so make sure you pop extra popcorn tonight. Nora's off tonight. I'm sitting in for her. So
oh, excellent.
Popcorn that can be thrown at the kitchen TV tonight.
All right. Well, I won't let the kids know that I talked to you, and then I'll get the real feedback.
Yes, exactly. And then please, whatever you do, don't share it with
me. I will not. No. We're all very delicate. We can't. There are certain
types. Hot house flour, kids.
Yes.
Hot house flour.
That's
right. Me.
That's right. There are certain kinds of feedback that we can handle no problem, but something like that would cut. That would cut too deep. The big news, of course, this week, Stephen Breyer, the Supreme Court. Were you surprised? I mean, it seemed like he was going to hang on and not step down. What do you think changed?
So there are two ways to put this in the surprise category. Was I surprised that this word came? No. It was a surprise when it came and the methodology by which it came. As Jan Crawford, our Supreme Court reporter, had been telling us in internal communications for the last couple of 3 weeks, if not months, we should prepare ourselves for Breyer stepping down at the end of this term. We just don't know when that's going to be made clear. And typically, and I've done this since 1990 when I first got to Washington, every time a Supreme Court justice announces a retirement, that's what they do. They set it in motion. It's released by the court. Then the White House responds. There's always some subterranean coordination, but that's not the way it happened this time. It's like, oh, somebody has heard from Breyer. There's nothing from the court. In our conversations, meaning Jan Crawford's conversations with justices, they're like, we don't know anything about it. We're not commenting. We're not going to confirm this because it hasn't come out officially. So it had this kind of strange quality to it for about 24 hours. And you can't separate that from the fact that President Biden's poll numbers are down, Democrats are discouraged, and boy, could they use a unifying fight to have in front of them and kind of something that they can point to instead of picking over the remains of two conspicuous legislative failures, Build Back Better and voting rights. And the Breyer announcement does precisely that. And so that way it felt a little bit surprising in the way it came out and the exact timing of it, not that he was going to step down.
And obviously there are, I mean, justices don't live and operate in a vacuum. Stephen Breyer knows that Democrats, barely, but Democrats have the ability to pass along a new justice. And if he doesn't do this now, almost certainly Republicans are going to have the ability to at least block and obfuscate and kind of mess with it.
Sir, certainly. He did not want to make this a sort of summer doldrums confirmation battle, which if he hadn't announced it until June, that's what it would have been. It would have been a July, August, early September thing. He's like, no, I want to make my intentions clear now so the president has a schedule before him. The president said he's going to tell the country at the end of February to be into confirmation process probably sometime March, April, May. I do think Democrats are going to not slow walk it, but be very deliberate. They're going to emphasize the deliberate and all deliberate speed pledge they've made to the country for a couple of practical reasons. One, this will be a history-making nominee, straight up. History, whoever it is,
it'll
be the first African-American woman. And Democrats want the country to spend some time thinking about that. And just think about the news coverage right now. This is a very different and important moment for the country because not only is there going to be an African-American woman nominated and in all likelihood confirmed to the Supreme Court, as we look at the potential nominees, they're all African-American women because that's what the president has said.
Right.
For this seat, I'm going to be very specific. The first qualifying criterion is African-American woman because we've never had one. And so as everyone looks at the shortlist, they see names and faces that they've actually never seen before.
Yeah.
That in itself has political consequences. And I think Democrats are going to play that out for a while.
And it is, I mean, it is striking. And I understand there are people who think that because the president made that qualification number one, in a way it lessens potentially the fact that you're also picking the best person for the job, perhaps, you know, by saying I'm picking the best African-American woman. But I think when you read the qualifications and you learn more about these justices, I don't know about you, Major, but you look at this and think how ridiculous that none of these women have been put up for nomination before.
Precisely. And it's that vacuum. It's that gap that the president is intentionally trying to not only address, but redress and say, look, yes, I know to a certain number of you, you might think, well, you're by definition, excluding other equally qualified candidates. You know what? I am.
Yeah.
Because we've had 104 men.
Right.
All but two of them white. Okay? And we're a diverse country that is going through changes that are important, not only in terms of how we talk and what the codes and our laws say, but how we actually see and experience this process and live within it. And so we're going to have a living African-American woman nominated to the Supreme Court and likely sitting in one of those nine seats. That's going to not fundamentally alter the court, but it will change the way we think about it.
Yeah.
And the president's being like, yes, that's my intention. Mm-hmm, straight up. Judge me if you will, but there has to be a first, and I'm going to be the first on this first.
I do think it's interesting, and as journalists, you know, we have I don't have a position on any of the potential candidates. And the reality is, there are 9 Supreme Court justices. There's no one person who's like, ah, this is the one who should have this job. We've seen Supreme Court justices be incredibly influential and transformative and successful from all sorts of different backdrops. So who knows who a good candidate would be? I do think sometimes there is benefit, though. I will take a position and say, I think it's okay to sometimes just talk about race and gender and say, you know what? We should have had a black woman on the court, just because there are incredibly eminently qualified black women in the judiciary.
Precisely.
Just say it. It's all right.
Just say it. Exactly. And you know, you could go through the roster of people nominated and confirmed. You know, was Sandra Day O'Connor the best possible jurist
right.
that could ever have been nominated to the high court?
No. Of course not.
But she was nominated. She served not only well, but exceedingly well. And her arrival on the court was a turning point in the way the country thought about the court. And who put her there? Ronald Reagan,
right.
who said it was my intention to name the first woman because it matters. You know, it matters in time and space and sequence. And we've reached a point in our history where the time and space and sequence, because this president made no, this was not ambiguous. Not ambiguous at all.
This South is Carolina what I'm doing. Yeah.
On CBS, he said, if I'm nominated and I win and there's a vacancy, I'm going to select an African-American woman, period. And guess what? They heard it in South Carolina. They heard it in every subsequent primary. He won the nomination. The country heard it. He was elected president. Guess what happens when all those things line up?
Yeah.
You get to make the choice.
Yeah. And the people who don't like it, let's be honest, they don't like Joe Biden anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Right. And that's fine. And that level of disagreement is part of our American democratic
sure.
political experience. I got no problem with that. I'm just saying, and I don't have a dog in this, son. I'm just
right.
saying, just as President Trump, when he was a candidate, long before he became a nominee, said, you know what? I'm going to put out a list. I'm going to put out a list of people. No one had ever done that before. And that right. list became a galvanizing force in Republican circles, particularly among fence-sitting Republicans who weren't sure they were really going to vote for Donald Trump. But she just said, you know what? If he wins, I know what his list is on the Supreme Court. I know he's prioritized that. That's more than I know about Hillary Clinton, so I'm going to stick with Trump. So the politics of Supreme Court and Supreme Court picks is basically baked into our Democratic cake now, small d.
Yeah.
And so for President Biden to have made that same pledge is no more political than any of Donald Trump's pledges. You know, they're the same. And guess what? When you win, you get to make your choice.
Right. Yeah. It was extremely effective for Donald Trump and will be perhaps the most lasting legacy of his presidency. The change.
Three
in the
Supreme Court justices.
That's
absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
And all of them are
absolutely.
Young.
Absolutely.
They're all young.
Yes. Absolutely. No doubt.
You, besides anchoring the CBS Evening News tonight, your podcast, The Takeout, comes out on Fridays. What's going on the podcast today?
So the other big news of this week, and it's going to be news for quite a while, I think, is Ukraine. And we have Holly Williams, our brilliant and brave senior foreign correspondent who's been in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, for 8 days. We talked to her yesterday. And we covered everything that we could cover in 45 minutes. That's what I think is one of the beautiful parts of The Takeout. It's a long-running conversation, essentially a reporter's notebook. Everything that she's seeing and experiencing, from government officials to people who are in taxi cabs in the supermarkets, what are traffic patterns like? Are people buying weapons when they can? Matter of fact, they are. What are they doing with those weapons? Oh, on weekends, they're training to become parts of a militia. Wow, okay. We heard all that from Holly Williams. So up close. Not from the State Department, not from some podium. A reporter, deeply experienced, more than a dozen trips to Ukraine. She goes into great detail about what she's seen before, how it feels differently now. So it's a really good conversation.
Has she seen any of the German helmets that the Germans are sending in?
Not yet.
Not
no.
yet. No. Okay. Those are that's. I mean, that is. That's an impressive ally stepping up. You know, I'm sending in the helmets.
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 You need a helmet. Major, you gonna? I mean, if I were in Ukraine, I would want a helmet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, yes,
and I would say, thank. Maybe yeah. it would. I mean, fine German engineering. You know, the Volkswagen Braun, an excellent shaver. I'm sure they make some of the best helmets going. Count on it. You can count on it.
Surplus helmets for Ukraine. There we go.
That's wonderful. All right. Major Garrett, thanks for being with us. This was terrific. I enjoyed it. Seth and Sam are my kids' names. If you want to work that into the newscast tonight, Nora says, set your DVR at the end. You could say, hi, Seth and Sam. That would be great.
There we go. We'll see how it goes. We'll
okay.
See how it
goes. Very good. Very, very good. All right, Major Garrett on the Chad Hartman Show. I'm Jason DeRusha. 12:51. Quick break and back in a minute. 12:56, News Talk 830 WCCO. Dow Jones looking good. What a goofy week.
Oh, if you're a roller coaster.
Tracking your money.
We had Brian Sullivan from CNBC on earlier in the week after those first two ridiculous days of the week.
Yeah.
And the question obviously is what's going on.
Right.
And
yeah.
His detailed, honest, insightful answer was, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Dow is up more than 200 points, up 242 right now. We're also watching here in the Twin Cities, obviously, when there's news of a bridge collapse, we take notice, right? The single, I would argue that the worst day in modern history in the state of Minnesota was the date that the 35W bridge went down in that river. Because it was a collapse of more than just a bridge. It was a collapse of kind of a promise that you have between a citizen and the government, and that is that the bridges won't fall down. I mean, it's very simple, right? And it was an awful, awful day. Just a terrible day. I was one of the first reporters down there, and I remember every moment of it. It was terrible. So today, as we watch in Pittsburgh, a bridge that went down there, incredibly fortunate. I mean, the images, you know, the highways are so different out there where this bridge is very much in a wooded area. But a bus on the bridge, no serious injuries as far as we can tell. CBS will have the latest on that in their news. Shaletta is going to join us in the next hour. We'll talk, it's Shaletta. Who the heck knows what we'll talk about? There is some Minnie Mouse makeover conversation and falling iguanas. I have topics I want to get to, but I think we know who's in charge of that segment. 12:58 is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to see if your home's windows and insulation are as energy efficient as they could be. CBS News coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.